بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers, Alhamdulillah, it is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has made it possible for us to sit again in the gathering of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein we will take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again. This is a ta'aleem for us. It is teaching us how to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, throughout our life, how we should make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we should be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And if we do become ghafil of Allah, then how we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately and repent and connect ourselves again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is only the fadl and karam of Allah that Allah has given us the tawfiq of coming here and attending this simple, humble little program which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must accept and make a zariya of our najat and make it be a means of us changing our lives and becoming serious in our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Few weeks back, we said we are going for Umrah inshallah and make dua Allah ta'ala makes the safar easy. And of course, it is only through your people's duas, it is only the karam and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His blessings, that He had made the Umrah very easy. We make dua to Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala make it maqbool. Allah had granted us the opportunity of being in front of His house, standing in front of the Rauza Mubarak. And the ecstasy a person enjoys is something that one cannot describe. The opportunities Allah gives us to make ibadat, to make dua in places like Riyadh or Jannah. And it was such a period that the Haramain Sharifain was not so busy as normally it is busy. Now of course the rush has commenced again. But it was only Allah's kindness. It's no kamal on our side whatsoever. I was telling our friends that after building such a great house, house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kaaba Sharif, what could be greater than building the Kaaba Sharif, built by Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Immediately after building the Kaaba, what did he say? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, you accept it from us. This is our feeble effort, our humble effort. Ya Allah, you accept it. Make it be maqbool. So whatever chances we have of ibadat, person gets some enjoyment, he feels good. The heart feels some enjoyment, some ecstasy, some serenity, some sukoon. You wish that this kayfiyat remains with you all the time. And then we turn to Allah, oh Allah, you accept. If Allah wishes to accept, then your two rakat namaz that you make, and Allah makes it maqbool, then your work is done. Otherwise, a person can eat 1,000 rakats. But if it is out of show and ostentation and to brag and tell the people, I did so much of rakats in Riyadh or Jannah, I made so much of tawaf, and I did this and I did that. If it is for the purpose of just bragging and showing off, then we know what will be the condition. But if it is for targheeb, or to make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this, what I'm mentioning, is only out of the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we went there, we said, Ya Allah, napak souls like ourselves, filthy people you have brought here. Ya Allah, and you have given us such a chance to make tawaf of your Kaaba, so close to your Kaaba. And being in the under the Mizab-e Rahmat, in the Hatim, and at the Multazam. And of course, standing in the Rauza Mubarak, and at times there were just few people standing at night, especially on the left side, on the, where the leg Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. At times just two or three people. You become awestruck. You are at a loss of words. You cannot even read the salam properly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must accept, and Allah must take all of us again and again with afiyat and ease. Now this again I was not going to mention, but I can promise you, I swear by Allah, in the masjid of Allah, I made dua for every one of you. Especially those who normally come for the programs, and especially those who are musallis of this masjid. Allah Ta'ala brings in your mind the pictures, the images of the faces of all the people, especially again, those standing in the first saf. There is one blessing of standing in the first saf, that you are close to standing the imam. And it's great fazila to stand in the first saf. But generally when you see the people in the first saf, these are the people you remember, and of course all the others also. And Allah gave us tawfiq of making dua repeatedly for mothers and sisters and those who are sick, and those who begged for duas, and those who SMS, those who phone. Not only them, the entire families. You can ask those who are with us. We try to remember everyone, so and so and family. Then they will remind us of their relatives and their connections as well if we forgot them. So Allah Ta'ala must make these safar that we made maqbool. And I made dua, Allah take all of us, especially those who have not seen the Baytullah, those who have not been to Madinah Munawwara. They've just seen pictures. We see the picture of the Multazam. So now it is a surat, when you go there is haqiqat. And then again you come back, and how you pine and how you miss the beautiful Mubarak place. This afternoon I came across a couplet in Arabic. And the poet says, وَمَنْ لِي أَنْ أَزُورَكَ بَعْدَ بُعْدٍ صَبَاحًا يَا مُحَمَّدُ أَوْ مَسَانٍ. He says, who is there? Is there any person who can take me along and visit my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَمَنْ لِي. Is there any person who can take me, who can make it possible, أَنْ أَزُورَكَ, that I can visit you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my beloved Nabi. Sabahan o masan, whether it is in the morning or evening. Or, who is there who can take me on this journey? O my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm pining, I'm missing you so much. I've got such a yearning to be with you. Ba'da bu'adin. It has been such a long time. In our case, it's just been a short time. Yet we're feeling as though so many weeks have gone by. So especially those who have not been for so many years. Some people say, I'm coming there after 16 years. After 20 years, there were people with us who came for the first time in their lives. First time. There was one couple from America who we met there in Medina. The lady mentioned that she did not sleep the entire night. She says, how can I sleep? Peygamber alayhi salatu wasalam is there. It was the first time they came. So the poet says, who is there who can take me to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my beloved Nabi, morning and evening, and I can be with you. Ashummu turbatan, and I can smell the fragrance of your grave. Nafakhat abiran, which spreads out fragrance more better than even musk. That is the Rosa Mubarak. And we have heard from ulama and read that that mitti, that sand, which is touching the jasad Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not only greater than the Kaaba, but greater than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنْذُرُوا قُبَّةً مُلِئَتْ ضِيَاءً. And I can see that green dome, which is filled with nur. It is only a person whose heart is blind, who cannot see the beautiful effulgence that is on the green dome of Rasulullah. So wherever you are, you go visit Jannatul Baqi, as you just come out, your eyes fall immediately on the green dome. As you're entering Medina, if it is night, you try to look at the minarets, and then you can see vaguely the green dome. If it is during the day, and you just want to search and look for the green dome. As you are leaving Medina with a very heavy heart and with tears, eyes full with tears, and as you're going with the taxi, you just try to peep between the buildings and one more glance at the green dome. Allah Ta'ala has kept these maqama, the anwarat. Our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to sit in the courtyard and he should gaze for long at the green dome. Every poet you'll find talks about Gumbad Khizra. Abu Arif Billah Zaki Maktab Sahib Damat Barakat Umar Ali, Allah give him Jazai Khair, Allah give him Shifai Kamil Adil Mustaqir Daim. May Allah Ta'ala make his face be Aam and Tam and make us benefit tremendously from him. all his poetry, what does he talk about? Gumbad al-Khazra. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to sit and watch, and we know the incident, the doctor went past, Mawla, what are you looking at? He said, I'm looking at the flights. Flights? No aeroplane, no flights coming here. He said, the flights of angels that are coming down. The anwarat of Allah Ta'ala, the tajalliyat. May Allah Ta'ala make us true ashiqs of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and true ashiqs of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this poet says, I'm just yearning to look at the green dome which is filled with so much of noor. عليك صلاة ربك ما تبارت صبا نجد النسيم أورخان. He says, may the salutations of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala be upon you, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as long as the breeze blows, the gentle breeze blows of Najd. There are many lessons a person learns. You know, it is dhikr majlis, inshallah, we make dhikr. Just a few points. It's not just a journey, we go and come back. Allah Ta'ala teaches us many lessons. And one of the lessons is of our journey towards Akhirat. Right from the beginning, you're making preparations. You are waiting for that visa to come every day. Visas came, visas didn't come. You did your bookings. So finally when the visa comes, you're all excited. You've confirmed bookings. And now you go to the airport without the visa. You go back, home and sort your visa and then come. You're not allowed. They will not take you on that flight if you don't have your visa. Without iman, you cannot enter Jannah. So you could have all those, whatever it is, visa, your ticket. And you stand in the, by the counter. Then you got to weigh your luggage. So whether it's 30 kgs or 20 kgs, whatever is allowed, that is the luggage that you have to bring. Beyond that, you got to pay for it. For each kg, you got to pay. And as much as you try, you can try and make a plan with the person. The person has some raham for you, might allow you 1 or 2 kgs, okay. In the akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can't make any plan there. And then they tell you no sharp instruments or objects in his bag, no liquids, they give you a whole list. Anything that's going to be harmful to any person, you're going to remove it from there. So only that which is allowed will go through. Then there are those scanning machines that will pick up anything which is not supposed to go through. The same thing in the akhirat. Your amal will be weighed. Anything which is not supposed to be there, you have to account for it. Your bad deeds. Even your hand luggage, there's a certain limit, there's a certain size. Perhaps in this world, we may assist some person and carry his hand luggage for him. In the akhirat, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرُ أُخْرَى. Each person carries his own burden. No person can carry the a'mal of the next person. Then the flight itself, from beforehand you try and pre-book your seat. You've got a little baby, then you want to make certain arrangements, certain place you want to sit. If you are fortunate, you get that. Otherwise, I didn't get this seat. Look at that guy, he's sitting so comfortable. He's got so much of leg space, so much of room. But whatever seat you get, you take that seat. And you are traveling, it's difficult sometimes. The toilet, you're going to make wudu, you're going to perform your salat. There is some discomfort that you will endure. But there's something in front that you are going to, towards the destination. That will give you some type of enjoyment, you are awaiting the destination. And then when you reach there, you land the airport. The plane has hardly even landed, everybody's already, they've unfastened the seat belts. And as much as the pilot will say, please remain seated, everybody is already standing and quickly taking out their hand luggage. They want to be first to get out of the plane. So in the akhirat also, everybody will be running to and fro. Waiting for their hisab kitab to be over, so they can be going to Jannat. Because the pain of the day of Hashar, the severity, the horrifying conditions of Qiyamah, the sun will be hovering above our heads. It is not an easy experience, except for those whom Allah Ta'ala keeps them under His shade. May Allah keep us all under His shade on the day of Qiyamah. Then you wish that they just announce your name and you're a VIP member and you're escorted without any immigrations. Otherwise you're going to stand in the queue. You're going to fill in a form quickly. And then you're going to wait at the mercy of those people at the counters when they will call you. You can't jump the line, no matter who you know in front. Everybody, nafsi, nafsi. He's not even looking at you. So as your time comes, then you stand, you watch the people's face standing at the immigration counter. Everybody a little bit pareshan. He gives like a half smile. Tries to speak some Arabic even to the person there. And then once it's stamped, and he says, marhaban, welcome, how nice you feel. When the angel says, salamun alaykum bima sabartum, peace be upon you, you can enter. How happy you get in Jannah. Then you quickly collect your bags, identify your bags, and again you will go through another custom, then you come out, and now you're waiting to leave. Then you go to your hotel, and again there, either you're given a VIP room, so you have fruit already in your basket there to welcome you. In Jannah you'll have fruit. You'll have entertainment, nuzulam min ghafuri rahim, entertainment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like the fruit of this world. Of course, when you go for Umrah, there's no hur'een there. The hur'een is your wife. In Jannah there's hur'een there. And there's only happiness. Of course, now you're not interested in all those things. Now you're waiting to see the Haramain Sharifain. You're waiting to see the Kaaba Sharif. And especially for those who came first time, and even those who went many times before. When you stand before the Kaaba Sharif, you just want to burst out crying. When you engage in dua, and you just stare and fix your glance at the Kaaba Sharif, then you realize how unworthy you are. How insignificant you are. You realize you're an abd. You're a real slave standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you say, oh Kaaba, how beautiful you are. Such anwarat on the Kaaba. And then Allah ta'ala puts in your mind and say, oh Allah, how beautiful you are. If your Kaaba is so beautiful, how beautiful Allah you are. So in Jannah, you'll have all the other pleasures, the hur'een and the food and the fruit, everything. But you'll be waiting to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is the dua Rasulullah towards Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhata al-nazri ila wajhika al-kareem wa shawqa ila liqa'ik. Ya Allah, we ask you for the enjoyment of seeing you in Jannah. What an occasion. Allah must not make any one of us mahroom of that sight, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like this is the lesson of Akhirat. Allah teaches us fana'iyat when we go for Umrah and Hajj, that we are just a slave, an ordinary servant of Allah. In dunya, or at home, people call you Hazrat, they call you Sheikh, they call you Mufti Saab, Qari Saab, Doctor Saab, Teacher Saab, and you have, mashallah, big titles. Over there, that person who's sitting next to you from some other country, he doesn't know you. He might even push you, Haji, Harik, move, coming with a wheelchair. Now he doesn't know you, maybe some imam sahab or whatever you are. So you have to just move. You're in ihram. Everybody looks the same. Person can be a professor. Or he can be a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher or an alim. Everybody is same. What are we doing then? We are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as now we are connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exactly like that. You are connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a safar of ishq. It's only ishq and love of Allah. In your safa marwa also, it is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As though you're running to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remind yourself of Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam, the sacrifices she made. And today in such comfort, air condition, and the lights and the marble, you're running so easily. What she must have went through. And each time you drink the zamzam, and you quench your thirst and you make a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's so many lessons a person can share. But the main lesson is that we realize that we are nothing.
We're insignificant servants of Allah, so we are unworthy. And therefore, Allah, you make us worthy in your sight. It is an occasion where a person reflects over himself. He looks deep down, he introspects himself. He does some soul searching. He sits, he reflects, he cogitates, oh Allah, what have I done in this world? What type of a'mal have I produced? Ya Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim. He goes round the Kaaba. I mentioned to those with us, a person in this world who is in love with some person. Allah save us from haram love. But he goes around the person's home. And the same street he'll go around and waiting for the person to perhaps open the window, open the door and call out his name. You're going around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is so kind. Allah does not have a physical form like we have. That's another long subject on its own. We can't go around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah kept his house for us to go and make tawaf of. So when you're leaving, you address the Kaaba, oh Kaaba, I cannot take you with me. I wish I could carry you and take you with me home. But then Allah puts into your mind that perhaps you cannot take the Kaaba, but you can take the Rabb of the Kaaba. In other words, you can have Allah with you all the time if you are conscious of this and you don't become ghafil of Allah. So even though you may be away from the Baytullah, from Noor to Zulumat, come back home, everything is all darkness again. But then Allah is so kind that perhaps you're not there in Makkah Mukarramah. You still have Allah with you, or you should still have Allah with you. And therefore you have to have the dhikr of Allah. And remind yourselves. And you have to make tawbah and istighfar. May Allah Ta'ala make our safar maqbool. Really, if somebody tells me, Ma'ana, I can go tomorrow, I will take it and go. It is such a place that there's some magnetic force. It just pulls every person there. When we went to Jannatul Mu'alla, and of course the great lesson there again, we visited Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the sacrifices she made, the first person to bring Iman, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she had so many firsts in her life, inshallah, some other occasion. So much of sukoon, there was one brother with me from here, just two of us standing there. So much of sukoon, so much of sukoon. And of course, the others who've been there so many times, those workers in Jannatul Mu'alla are so fortunate. As we are going to visit Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha's qabr, one of the workers, in his simple words, is a Bangladeshi. He's explained to us that this is the qabr of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. We said, no, alhamdulillah, you know. Then he's telling us, Sheikh Yunus, you know Sheikh Yunus? In his broken Urdu, he said, Bare acha aadmi, very good man. So I asked him, did you meet him? Did you see him? He said, no. So I said, how do you know he's a good man? So he says, Saab aisa kehta hai. Everybody who comes here say the same thing. And Allah has made it such that those who visit Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah's qabr, then immediately you find those workers, they try to be kind to show us the qabr. And they stand over there, and of course, you will give them some money. And immediately quite a few come around there. So the lesson there we learn is that Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi, in his life, his generosity is something that was unique. I'm not saying this because of being in his family. But all of you are witness to this. We hardly even finished the second day. We made salam at the Rosa Mubarak. We're still coming in the first saf area. We're coming towards the right hand side of the masjid. And suddenly one worker who we don't even recognize, we don't even know. There are many other workers in Madina Munawwara who we know. Hazrat should always meet them and they should meet him, and we kept some contact with them. Like one of them. Every time I go there, he meets me and he says, Wallah, main yahan 30 saal se kaam karta hu. I'm working here for 30 years. Kabhi aisa buzurg nahi dega. I've never seen a person like Maulana Rahmatullah Ali. And you can see he's saying it with sincerity. Nonetheless, this other person comes to us, a worker there in the Haram Sharif, with his broomstick. He comes straight towards us. There were just four or five of us. And then he asked, Sheikh Yunus, Maulana Yunus. So we said, yes. First he said, Yunus. And we said, which Yunus? Then he said, Maulana Yunus. We said, yes, we know. He also expressed the exact sentiments as the others, that he was a very great person, a very great man. Now I'm sure Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali must have been kind to this person. Maulana must have given him. So we don't even know those workers, they're not any relation or relatives of us. But when we give them, they become so happy and they give you du'as. That even after you leave this world, those people who are in the same qabristan, looking after the qabristan, they are still benefiting because of people coming to visit you. This is when a person is generous. So these are the qualities that we should imbibe. It is the month of Rabiul Awwal, we'll hear bayans on the seerat of Rasulullah, like on Thursday we'll have a program. But the programs there are just, okay, we are going to speak on the greatness of Rasulullah, alhamdulillah, in this masjid we speak about it all the time. The important thing is to bring the qualities of Rasulullah in our life. The akhlaq of Rasulullah. How often we would hear Hazrat Maulana mentioning, you go to Madina Sharif, bring back the maal of Madina Sharif. Bring back the akhlaq of Rasulullah. Be kind to people, be generous. Be kind to our wives, to our neighbors, to our friends. So these are the qualities that we should now bring in our lives. Try and remove one evil habit that we have. If it is pride or arrogance or anger, remove that. Make an effort towards it. Sometimes we say, I got so many evil qualities, I'm such a useless, I can't do anything, I'm the worst person, I'm the most wretched person. This sometimes is a dhoka of shaitan. He makes you feel so miserable, he makes it feel that it's impossible for you to change your life. You rather sit down and don't do anything. No. So take one bad quality that we have. Each one knows his weakness. All of us are sinners. We all are weak people. So take that one bad quality that we have and work towards improving ourselves. And then try and bring one sunnah in our life. One good quality in our life. Take the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he had generosity, and we don't have the generosity, let us bring generosity in our lives. In the beginning it will be a bit difficult. But as we continue, Allah makes it easy. Then we get so happy when we become generous to people. When we see smiles on people's faces, how happy we become. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah Ta'ala take all of us again and again. May Allah Ta'ala bless us for the ziyarat of Haramain Sharifain, inshaAllah. La ilaha إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 عهدي الله معي الله 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 الله
کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد او my most beloved Allah my most كريم رحيم Allah my most beautiful Allah Ya Allah, forgive us our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai. Hum siyakar hai. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we confess our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our mistakes, my Allah. We acknowledge that we have become disobedient to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us obedient servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us obedient servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, my Allah. Change our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our lives be more better, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our lives better, my Allah. Ya Allah, spiritually elevate us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling that low, my Allah. Ya Allah, you lift us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you connect us with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are trying so hard like a person who's jumping, my Allah. He's trying to jump high, my Allah. But he is falling down. Ya Allah, he's getting hurt, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you will lose nothing if you just stretch out your hand, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grab our hands and you pull us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have been too kind and too loving, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have been too kind and too loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make shukr to you for all the ni'mat that you have given us, my Allah. You have blessed us with iman, my Allah. You gave us, my Allah, you made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you have given us food to eat, my Allah. You have given us clothing to wear. You have provided shelter for us, my Allah. You have given us so many ni'mat. You have given us parents and wives and children. Ya Allah, you have given us everything that we require, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghani, my Allah. You are samad, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You are self-sufficient, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. You are not in need of the angels even, my Allah. You are not in need of the jinn, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not in need of the mountains and the oceans and the animals, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are faqir, my Allah. We are beggars, my Allah. We are knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of rahmat. Ya Allah, open your doors of rahmat. Drench each one of us with Ya Allah, with your special mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make any person mahroom tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially our brothers who have come here, Ya Allah, tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of them, my Allah. You grant them the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give them afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat. Ya Allah, protection, my Allah. Ya Allah, your marifat, my Allah. Your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, your closeness, my Allah. That bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreer, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect us from the tricks of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become slaves of our nafs, my Allah. Don't make us follow the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. Make us follow the footsteps, the naqsha qadam of our beloved Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us reach you with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise you, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. We want to become your lovers, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become your lovers, my Allah. Ya Allah, your khazana is barpoor, my Allah. Your treasures are full, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you grant us the ishq from your treasure, my Allah. Your ishq, your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you won't experience any shortage in your khazana, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we will become your lovers, my Allah. We will become obedient to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will become ibadur rahman, my Allah. We will become qad aflah al mu'minun, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will become ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqan. Ya Allah, we will become illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Ya Allah, then we will be bestowed with all your promises of dunya and akhirat, my Allah. We will be saved from azab of qabr and azab of jahannam, my Allah. Then we will get entry into jannat, my Allah. Your beloved Rasulullah will become happy, my Allah. That more of his ummah is gaining entry into paradise, my Allah. Shaitan will become displeased and angry, my Allah. Make him angry, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him displeased, my Allah. Ya Allah, dash all his hopes of us going into jahannam with him, my Allah. Protect us from azab of the qabr and azab of jahannam, my Allah. Make us enter jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Give us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, we witness, Ya Allah, this time, my Allah. Just as we entered Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Right at the left side, my Allah, where our beloved aunt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, is buried, my Allah. Ya Allah, very close to her, my Allah. You are well away, my Allah, you are well away. That they are burying the people there, my Allah. Ya Allah, how we wish we could be buried right there, my Allah. Amud the Zahabai Kiram, oh my Allah. Amud the Azwadi Mutaharat, the Ahle Bayt, the aunt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So close to the Qabr Mubarak of Rasulullah sallam. As Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah. We don't deserve that maut, we know that, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you can grant it to us, my Allah. We've got no other hopes, my Allah. We've got no other hopes but to get the shahad,
But you get the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us shahad in your path, my Allah. Give us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the Hawza Kawthar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us love his sunnah, my Allah. Make us imbibe the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us get that lazzat, ya Allah, of following his footsteps, reading his sirat, and bringing that into our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, batil, ya Allah. The batil is picking up its head, my Allah, in different forms, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us become a means of haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Protect us from every type of fitna, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, my Allah. Ya Allah, our family members, our friends, my Allah. Our musallis, my Allah. Our mutalliqeen, my Allah. Protect our ulama and mashayikh. Protect our students, my Allah. Protect every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitna of music, my Allah. From the fitna of television, my Allah. From the fitna of photography, my Allah. Ya Allah, right by your Rosa Mubarak, my Allah. Right in front of the Kaaba, my Allah. People are using your Kaaba, my Allah. Just to pose and take pictures, my Allah. Allah, forgive them, my Allah. Give them hidayat, my Allah. Change our conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not looking down upon any person, my Allah. But it pains us, my Allah. Right in front of the Rosa Mubarak, my Allah. Ya Allah, when filthy musical ringtones are played, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, my Allah. Make us get, ya Allah, more fikr for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us have the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to strive in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, da'wat al-tabliq kaam, ya Allah. Accept it, my Allah. The efforts of the khanka and the mashayikh, ya Allah. Accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, ta'alim and ta'allum, ya Allah. In makatib dar-ulum, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the efforts of the ulama and mashayikh, my Allah. Ya Allah, the mujahideen, ya Allah, accept the jihad, my Allah. Those who are languishing in prisons, my Allah. Remove them from the prison cells, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Islam, ya Allah, become dominant now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make those who are away from Islam, ya Allah, see the truth of Islam, see the light of Islam. Make them see that Islam is a peace-loving religion. It is not a religion of terrorism. Ya Allah, show them, give them hidayat, my Allah. Give all of us hidayat, ya Allah. Make our khatama be with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us steadfastness on taqwa and iman, ya Allah. Protect us from slipping and falling, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become deviated, my Allah. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا وهاب يا وهاب هب لنا من نعم الدنيا والآخرة إنك أنت الوهاب. Ya Allah, give us barakat, my Allah. Give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Open the doors of your rozi for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, those brothers and sisters who are having, ya Allah, difficulties, ya Allah, in earning halal rozi, my Allah. Make it be easy for them, ya Allah. Give them plentiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, without toiling, my Allah. Give us halal rozi, my Allah. Make us use it in halal ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our sadaqat and khairat be maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many, young and old, my Allah. The little children, my Allah, have got tumor in their brain, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have to undergo operations or chemo. Ya Allah, little masoom children, my Allah. There are so many people who have got heart problems, my Allah. So many people have got other types of diseases and illnesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, give each one of us shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Shifa is only in your hands, my Allah. We beg you, ya Allah, to give us complete shifa, my Allah. All those who have passed on, my Allah. The marhumeen, especially from our family and friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus, ala illiyeen, my Allah. Give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each person tonight, my Allah, whatever his jais tamanna is, my Allah. Remove all his difficulties and her difficulties, my Allah. Remove all problems and miseries and sorrows and grief and worries, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become good people. We want to become pious and naik, my Allah. Remove all the impediments and obstacles, ya Allah, from the path that is leading towards you, my Allah. Those who are making life difficult for us, ya Allah. Change the conditions, ya Allah. Make them have rahm upon us, my Allah. Make us become good people, ya Allah. Those who are in debts, my Allah, and qaraz maqruz, ya Allah. Help them to fulfill the debts, my Allah. Allahumma rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, protect our children, ya Allah, our youth, ya Allah, from drugs, my Allah. And from zina, my Allah. Protect us from zina and riba, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from committing suicide, my Allah. So many people want to commit suicide. Ya Allah, you save them, my Allah. You save them. Give them hidayat, my Allah.
Ya Allah, give us ikhlas, protect us from riya, protect us from takabbur and anger and malice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make this program, may Allah, become a means of hidayat for billions of people, may Allah. Make it be maqbool, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ